The clam bake. It never would have happened without Bing Crosby. By definition, popular culture lives only in the present, desperately seeking currency and the fickle attentions of youth, without a thought to the past. But the 21st century's entertainment empire rests on a handful of original foundations that still stand, and for every one of them, Harry Lillis, Bing Crosby helped lay the bricks. Here are the improbable facts. Bing Crosby sang most of the classic American standards first, popularizing the work of every important composer from Gershwin to Cole Porter, principal inspiration for every big voice that followed him, from Sinatra to Elvis. He delivered more hit records than any artist before or since, 16 charted songs per year for 2.5 decades. And to this day, at over 1,700 hours, his silvery baritone remains the most recorded voice in human history. He was the first white singing star to incorporate African-American idioms into his work. And in their collaborative recordings, he helped bring artists like Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers into the mainstream. For 12 years, during radio's heyday, Crosby starred in Kraft Music Hall, the most popular weekly show in history, and turned CBS into a national network. Bing also appeared in 79 movies over a 40-year career, in every genre from musicals to light comedy to serious drama. He performed 4 songs that won Oscars, won one himself for Best Actor, and was the number one box office star for 5 years running, and remained a top attraction for over 2 decades. Alongside partner Bob Hope in their immensely popular Road Pictures and in every other arena he conquered, Bing Crosby embodied the whole idea of cool before cool was cool. In 1937, scaling the peak of his stardom, Bing had another idea, a friendly golf tournament to help out the lads on the struggling professional tour. A casual event at the start of the year to bridge a gap in the PGA's West Coast winter schedule and partner the pros with his golf-crazed show business buddies for a 36-hole better ball affair. A perfect excuse to throw a non-stop party. A stag weekend at the beach near the racetrack Bing had a financial stake in at Del Mar. And while they were having fun, why not raise a few bucks for charity? Bing took up the game of golf seriously while still a youngster in Spokane, Washington. Once a star, he played it religiously. Considering golf a stress reliever and social activity, he organized his film schedule around his tee times, and expertly. Crosby carried a single-digit handicap his entire life, won his club championship at Lakeside Golf Club 5 times, and qualified for both the U.S. and British amateur. On opening day of the first Crosby Amateur Pro, a monsoon blew in off the Pacific. The round was canceled, but no one missed a beat. Bing tossed some steaks on the grill and sang a few tunes on his own patio, which was just off the back nine. Mixed drinks flowed like the Ganges. Waves of aspiring actresses, unbidden, materialized like woodland nymphs. When the sun came out the following day, a rough-edged, smooth-swinging rookie pro who'd recently emerged from the West Virginia hills named Samuel Jackson Sneed stepped up to win both the abbreviated tournament and the Pro-Am, then refused Bing's personal check for $732, preferring to take his prize money in cash, no offense to Mr. Crosby. The 25-year-old Sneed explained, in his backcountry banjo twang, that he didn't put much stock in bank accounts. He was still carrying around the bankroll from his first professional victory in Oakland only 2 weeks earlier. Born the same year as Nelson and Hogan in 1912, the youngest of 5 brothers from an Appalachian coal mining county, Sam Sneed grew up around a swank resort called the Homestead Hotel in Hot Springs, Virginia, where his father worked as a handyman. Without much formal education, the Sneed family tree was crowded with musicians, eccentric inventors, and gifted athletes, qualities that all found their way into Sam's supremely natural game. A tall, lanky, and almost freakishly strong physical specimen, he was the most gifted natural athlete to ever seriously pursue.